Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray that you would help us to be a people, your people, who share the good news of your Son, Jesus. And may we receive that good news of your Son, Jesus, today through your Holy Spirit working in our hearts and minds. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So as we have mentioned, this is the beginning of Advent. And this season, we're really looking forward with expectation to Jesus coming. And with that, there's things that we wait for each and every time that this time of year comes up. The Christmas parties, the presents, and the Christmas music. Now, some of us in our society are a little weird, because we like playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving. Is there anybody that's weird like that here in the room today? So a couple of people are raising their hands and admitting, yes, they have already played Christmas music. And I myself, in a weak moment, sometime last week, for about 30 minutes, played some Christmas music. And the season's full of great songs, right? This is one of my favorite hymns. Not just to the Christmas season, but all time. Go tell it on the mountain. It's a very simple but powerful message. And I love the beat. I love the tune to this song as well. But then there's others we look forward to, like Angels We Have Heard on High or Silent Night. There's nothing like candlelights going with brothers and sisters in Christ as Silent Night is being sung in the darkness. That's a powerful moment. And then maybe Angels We Have Heard on High. It came upon the midnight clear. One of my favorite songs is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Or Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. Now, I don't wish any grandmas to get ran over. It's just a funny song. And then one of my all-time favorites, because I'm Italian, if you can't tell, just check this out right here. This tells you everything you need to know. But Dominic the Christmas Donkey. Does anybody know that song? If you don't, YouTube it later. Not right now, but later. It's a great song for Christmas. And so you wonder, what songs are going to be around when your kids' kids are celebrating Christmas? What songs are going to be sung in 2250? Right? What's going to be around? Now, assuming that we're still around, that Jesus hasn't come back yet, because we as followers of Christ believe one of the reasons we're celebrating Advent is because Jesus is coming again. We also believe that Jesus came for the first time as a little child, a baby who's helpless and weak to save the world from its sins. And we believe that Jesus is coming in power and might to fix once and for all that which is broken. And in the meantime, we wait with expectation and we celebrate the birth of Jesus during Christmas. And that's what we look forward to during Advent. Well, we look at Go Tell It on the Mountain, and we put it with Isaiah chapter 2. Where God is talking about through the prophet Isaiah, it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains. It shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So, Isaiah here is predicting the future kingdom of the Messiah. And as he's predicting this, he's saying things like the mountain of the Lord shall be lifted up. And the mountain of the Lord is where the Lord would be worshipped. And in prophecy, when you're hearing things like the mountain of the Lord, it always refers to the place where God's glory dwells. However, when this prophecy took place, as Jesus was born as a baby, now this place no longer refers to a place, but to a what? A person, Jesus Christ. That's where the glory of God now dwells. Jesus is the mountain of the Lord. He was lifted up on a mountain, on a cross. He just wasn't born so he'd be this cute little baby and now this little handsome young man. Instead, he was born so he would die for you and me. And so he was lifted up. He was crucified for our sins, destroyed for that, and nailed to the cross on our behalf. And then he's raised again for our salvation. And so what Isaiah is saying is that happens. And so when that happens, out of Zion shall go the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge between the nations. And this word nations means really Gentiles, which means everybody. And Jerusalem is saying this is God's people, his church. And they're going to gather around this Messiah who has saved them from their sins. Now, that is the church. Is the church a place or a people? The answer would be yes. It's really can be both and. Now, I don't like to say I'm going to church because it's kind of confusing. I like to say I'm going to worship because church, to me, yes, it's a place. It's what we call this place, this facility here on Middlebrook Pike. But also, according to what Isaiah is saying, the church is you, God's people. The church is any local church in our community or anywhere in the world that proclaims the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as Lord, as God. Now, you and I, sometimes I think we minimize what church is. At times we just say, well, we go to church, we go weekly, and we go and we worship, and we do that maybe sometimes out of Lutheran guilt. We feel like we have to be here, so I don't really feel like going. It's kind of wet outside, but I'm going to go because that's what I'm supposed to do. My mom and dad raised me that way. Even if you're 70, you're still thinking that, you know. But I'm going to go because I'm supposed to. Well, okay. We go, and what happens? Jesus ends up blessing you with grace and forgiveness. He blesses you through the body and blood of Christ. And to me, I described what Jesus does to us in worship as a filling station. Some of you may need clarification, a gas station. Sometimes we use that word in Houston. I don't know if y'all did too, but we use that, and that's what the church is. We come in here empty, hurt from the week, and weary from the world, and we just rest in Jesus' presence, and he fills us up. He takes our tank that's on empty and puts it on full with his grace and his mercy and his love. And then what do we get to do? We get to go tell it on the mountain. We get to go out into our world, into our homes, our neighborhoods, our communities, our schools, and we get to tell people about the hope that Jesus has given you and me. And then we empty ourselves all through the week, telling people all about Jesus and his love and his grace. And we come back the next week and we receive his grace and mercy. That's a lot different than just coming to worship each and every week and deciding whether you got something out of it or not. See, what Isaiah is saying is Jesus gathers his church and then from all over, all nations, everywhere. Doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, what nationality you are. Jesus gathers us as his people, and he sends us out to do what? Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, that Jesus is born. But not just that, that he's lived, died, and rose for you. And for you, but also for the people around you, for those in your circles of influence. And so here's the deal. The local church, are you aware that that is how God has chosen to work here and now? You and I get to be part of the redemption plan of Jesus Christ. That's how he works. He allows you and me to share the hope of Jesus with the world. And here's a way we do it as the local church. Is there any other entity or organization that has ever done more than the local church in the world? Just think about it. How many people have the local church fed? Not just physically, but spiritually. Just think about our own church. There's a group of people that went out and prepared Thanksgiving meals and gave them out to people who needed that food. Think about what else the church has done. Who's built more schools than churches? Who's cared for the sick more than the local church? Who's married more people than the local church? Who's buried more people than the local church? Who has been there in the midst of tragedies, one of the first groups of people than the local church? And who's the local church? You and me, we are the church. Jesus is saying, I'm having the church, my people, gather around me as Savior and Lord. And then I give you the forgiveness and grace of and my love. And I send you out in your circles of influence, at work, at school, at home, in your community, at the gas station, at the grocery store, on Thanksgiving Eve or on Christmas Eve. And I have you share the love of Christ. Now, tangibly, what does this look like? A brief example could be you go to work or school on Monday, tomorrow. And your coworker starts talking about how they had a loved one who was in the hospital on Thanksgiving Day. And then they came home to find out there was a major issue with their house. And now they're not feeling well. They're weary and they're tired. You know a way you can just be the church? Just go to them and go, hey, I'm going to pray for you, or can I pray for you? Hey, during lunch, can we go outside to that picnic bench, that park bench, and just pray real quick? I just want to pray for you. It sounds like you've had a really tough week. Just a simple, tangible way. Does it take some courage on your behalf? Yeah, it does. But you know what? In 11 years as a pastor, I've had one person turn me down for prayer. Atheist, everybody. It doesn't matter who it was. One person. And even then, I still prayed because he was like, I don't care what you do. Go ahead and pray. So he was in the hospital, and he started falling asleep on me. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to pray for you. It's a way we can just share the love of Christ. And there's many other ways, as I just outlined, what the church does and how the church cares. Friends, you and I have the opportunity to share the love and grace and the hope that we have, because the greatest hope in the world is the local church, which is you, God's people, because of his life, his death, his resurrection. So this Advent, look forward to what Jesus is doing and how he came to this earth, and what he's doing in you and through you as well. Amen.